Hey, I want to try to share with you what the Lord has placed upon my heart. And I really just have one verse of scripture to read to begin. If you'd like to read with me, I'm going to read the first verse of the 27th Proverb. Proverbs 27, verse 1. And it says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Now, Sister Cheryl, in her testimony today and in making her request today, she made a statement that touched on what I want to speak about today. And, you know, there are all types of little sayings that people have. I mean, you hear them all the time. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Don't get the cart before the horse. And there's a saying, why put off until tomorrow what you can do today? And to the best of my knowledge, you're not going to find those words in Holy Writ. You're not going to find a verse in the Scriptures that says exactly why put off till tomorrow what you can do today. But I'm going to tell you, that concept is taught to us throughout the Scriptures. And we need to understand. Now, many people would look at that and say, well, that's my philosophy of life. But this is not a philosophy. This is what the Scriptures teach us. And you know, when we read something in God's Word about our life, about how that we should live life, how that we should look at life, then we certainly need to pay attention to that, and we need to try to live that way to the best of our ability, to live the way that God has instructed us to live in His Word. And so this was something, this verse that I shared with you from the 27th Proverb. There's two very strong points here, I believe, to be made as to why we should listen to this. This was something that was spoken and written by Solomon, who was a man that God had given great wisdom to. And also, it was written under the divine inspiration of God. And that makes it very, very important. And so, this wise king, speaking under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, don't boast of tomorrow. Don't boast of tomorrow as if it is certain to come. Because we don't yet know what this day is going to bring. And so that's where I want to begin, and that's what I want to speak about today, about the uncertainties of a tomorrow. Now, the Bible tells us this, and when Brother Shelby Harwood came up on the porch this morning, we were talking about the beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us with, and he mentioned this verse and said that this was his mother's favorite verse. And I said, well, I'm going to use that verse today. If you look in the 118th Psalm, in verse 24, the psalmist said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. This, today, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, we know that we have today, we know that we have at least this portion of it, because we're here, we're alive, we're assembled. And I want to say this to anybody here today that's present in this assembly and still lost in your sins, you ought to be very thankful to God that you're still here. You ought to be very thankful to God today that He has made this day and that He has extended your life, because you could already have departed in your lost condition. And so you need to be very thankful to God for giving you this day. And you also need to be certain, and you need to take all diligence to use this day to your advantage. And so this is the day that our Creator, that God has made. Now, I know that the Bible teaches us, if we go back and we read the early chapters of the book of Genesis and other places throughout the Scriptures as well, but the Bible teaches us that God created all things. That in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and He created the plant life, and He created the animal life, and He created human life, and He created the universe and the stars and the moon and all these things that God created in the past. We know that God did those things. But I believe that He still creates. I believe that God continues His work of creation. He continues to make things. And I don't know how that you have always looked at that statement that David made, but when he said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made," I'm confident that he was talking about that very day that he was that he spoke those things. That particular day that he was living, this is the day which the Lord hath made. And if this day, today, is also the day that the Lord hath made. And every day that has been in between the time that David spoke and wrote what we find in the 118th Psalm up to this day, every day that has taken place in between those 2 days has been the days that the Lord has made. And if there's going to be a day beyond this day, it's going to be because God will make it. Now, I think that I don't know how often that we really stop and look at things like that. We, I believe, are prone to take many things for granted, and we just think there's going to be another day. I mean, how many have not already planned something for tomorrow as if you're certain that it's going to come? And King Solomon, he said to boast not of tomorrow. Boast not of tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. How many times do you suppose, and I'm sure that it will happen today, but how many times do you suppose that throughout the course of a day that there are people that plan something for the next day? That there are people that make even concrete plans for the next day. They set everything in order. They make all of their preparations so that they might be ready to carry out their plans for the next day, and yet for them, that day never arrives. I'm persuaded to believe that that happens to people on earth every day. Every day. Every day there's somebody that's planning something for tomorrow, and as I said, they may go to great extents oftentimes to make preparations for what they're planning, and tomorrow for them never gets here. That's a daily occurrence. And, you know, sometimes we are close enough to the situation where we hear about it and we know about it personally. And we say, we may talk about what that person was planning for tomorrow or maybe next week or next month, but suddenly God called and they were taken. And, folks, listen, we just don't know. We just don't know. God hasn't shared that knowledge with us. Now, God can plan something because He's able to see ahead. And the Bible tells us, I believe the Heavenly Father knows right now exactly what day that He's going to call things to an end. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts that He has appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. So God is able to look, and He is able to actually appoint a day for something, but He don't tell us when it is, does He? And He doesn't tell us what our state will be. We know that the Lord is coming, but we don't know if we will be among those alive and remaining at His coming or not. And we don't know when that it will be. And we don't know how many days individually. We don't know how many days will be extended to us. But we do know that our days are numbered, don't we? We do know that our life on earth is temporal. We do know that it will come to an end, and the living certainly know that they shall die, but we don't know when that will take place. And so there are many uncertainties that we have in life. Now the Bible teaches us this, this concept, this same thing that Solomon was speaking about in the 27th proverb. It teaches us this throughout the scriptures, both in the Old and New Testament. Jesus Himself taught this to His disciples. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, He told them to take no thought for the morrow will take thought for itself. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. I love these verses that we find recorded in James' epistle, and these are probably very familiar and maybe perhaps the most used when we are thinking about this certain topic. But in the 4th chapter of James, in verses 13 through 16, James says, "Go to now, ye that say, tomorrow we will go into such a city and buy and sell and get gain, and will continue there for a year." And he said, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow." Now, James, many years after Solomon had lived, did he not speak the same thing that Solomon had spoken in his lifetime? Solomon said, don't boast of tomorrow because we don't even know what a day is going to bring forth. James, in his epistle, he said, you don't know what will be on the morrow, for what is your life? What is your life? What is your life today? We're talking about your earthly life, the life you're living here on earth. What is it? James said it's a vapor. It's a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. I'm trying to get you to understand today by the authority of God's Word that especially today, you that are here and lost, that you need to take full advantage of the day that God has granted you, that God has blessed you with. I'll tell you what the devil would want you to do. He would want you to set your sights on tomorrow. He would want you to say, there's no need to worry about your soul today. There'll be another opportunity. He used to tell me those same lies when I was lost and in my sins. He would try to distract me. When God was dealing with me, He would try to distract me with those same lies that there'll be another time. There'll be another opportunity. He would have you to look completely away from today and look to tomorrow because He knows, too, that you may not have it. James said, your life is a vapor that just appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. And he said, this is what you ought to do. You ought to say, if the Lord will. If the Lord will. We will do this or do that. Now, you know, and I've made announcements this morning about things that we have planned as a church. And you know, it would be very difficult for us to not make some plans, wouldn't it? I mean, it would be very difficult for us to not make some preparations. You know, we have scheduled out in the near future, we have some revival meetings, revival services that are scheduled. We've been the last couple of weeks on Wednesday evening, we've been talking about the subject of revival, and we've been praying, and we've been trying to prepare, but we have to understand as well, and we have to realize that those dates that we have set for what's ahead, it's going to be up to God whether they get here or not. It's going to be up to God whether we ever see that time. It's going to be up to God whether we ever see the second Sunday evening of May that we have scheduled for the tent revival, whether we ever see Friday night before the first Sunday of June when we have scheduled for our summer revival here at Fairview Memorial. It's going to be up to God whether or not those times ever come. And so, let's not be foolish enough to trade off what we have here today for what we may or may not have in the near future. Let's serve the Lord today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's take advantage of this day. You know, not only those who are lost here today need to take advantage of this, but those of us who are saved, those of us who are trying to serve the Lord, we need to have that same concept in our minds, don't we? That's what this really is. This is a mindset for life. This is something that calls us to the reality of life. This is the reality of the situation. That we don't have the insight to look ahead and to know whether or not something is actually going to come to pass. And so we too must take advantage of the day that God has given us. So we have this opportunity before us today to work for the Lord. We have people among us today that are lost and in their sins. And we should be praying for them, and we should be interceding for them, And we should be praying that they will realize that today is the day of salvation. Amen? That's what we are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And you need to understand, and I hope that you do, you need to understand that your condition, if you're lost and separated from God, that your condition is serious. Your condition is desperate. And listen, getting that resolved ought to be urgent to you. Salvation is an urgent matter because of the uncertainty. I spoke to the church here just a few weeks back about how frail that we are as human beings. In fact, we are so fragile that it's only one breath, one heartbeat that separates us from eternity. That's how fragile that we truly are. And our lives can end very quickly. And listen, don't sit out there today and say, well, I've heard that sermon before and I'm still here. Don't let the devil do that to you, because it's still the truth. Still the truth. God is merciful. God has been very merciful to you. Some of you here today have been seeking the Lord for some time and have never made a profession. As far as we know, you're still lost and without God, and God is merciful towards you. I want you to know that it's a great act of God's mercy. As I said earlier, that you're still here today, that you still have opportunity before you. Because if you continue in your lost condition, the time will come, friend, and it'll be too late. Be too late. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked man forsake his thoughts, and the unrighteous man his ways, and let him turn unto the Lord, for he will have mercy and he will abundantly pardon. God will show you mercy today. Now, right now, if you realize that you're in a lost and ruined condition right now, then right now is the time to seek the Lord. Right now. That's what the Bible teaches. Right now. The Bible teaches people, and you know, we realize that most people, especially those who sit under the sound of the gospel, most people in the days of their youth, God brings them to the realization that they're lost and without God. You know, I never hear very many testimonies from people that say, I didn't even realize I was lost until I was 60. You listen to most people's testimonies and they were brought to the realization that they were lost and separated from God in the days of their youth. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the wise man Solomon said, that's the time to remember the Lord. That's the time to turn to the Lord. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Today, listen, I've lived several days. I'm 61. I've lived several days. People here today are older than me that have lived a lot of days. Some of you have lived less days than what I have. I've had, you know, throughout the days of my life, I've had all different sorts of things happen. And I'm sure, you know, no 2 days are exactly alike, are they? God gives us each one of them. We experience things different from day to day. But I can't even, you know, my memory will not allow me to go back through my life and recount all the things that I have experienced from day to day. But I can tell you about my best day. I can tell you about my most joyous day. I can tell you about the day that the Lord saved my soul. I can tell you about the time that He spoke peace to my troubled heart. And listen, if you're here today and you're lost and without God, if you will come to the Lord on the terms of the gospel, if you'll meet His conditions today, this can be the very best day of your life. And I promise you, and you can ask others here today, you don't have to take it from me. You can ask others here today, and they will tell you the same thing, that there will never be another day quite like the day that you come to know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. This is the day that the Lord has made. He's extended time to you. He's extended opportunity to you today to seek after Him for the salvation of your soul. Listen, if you believe today in your mind or in your heart, if you believe today that you have a guarantee of another day, you've lied to yourself, you've deceived your own mind, you've listened to the devil, because you don't. You don't have that promise. The scope of our knowledge is so narrow. It's so narrow that Solomon said, we don't even know what this day is going to bring us. Go back and read the first two chapters of Job and find out what can happen to a person in the course of a day. One day. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you don't know what a day is going to bring forth. I'd like for us to have a song. I want to invite you who are lost to the mourner's bench to pray. I want to encourage you today to seek the Lord with all your heart and to be determined to find Him today while we stand and sing.
Number 161. Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam farther and farther away? Calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is waiting the weary to rest, calling today. Bring Him thy burdens and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away. Calling today. is tenderly calling today. Jesus is waiting, oh come to him now. Waiting today, waiting today. Come with thy sins at his feet, lowly bow. Come and no longer delay. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is pleading, oh, list to his voice. Hear him today, hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Number 385, number 385.